Over 560,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, many of whom left behind children. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen has this memorial of Alonzo Frias, a father of five in Wyoming who died last month at the age of 50.
Samantha Frias met her husband Alonzo back in 2003.
We met at a Halloween party, actually.
Alonzo wasn't dressed up, but Samantha wore a Morticia Adams costume. She says they were inseparable from the very start.
We were never apart. We were together wherever we went. We never were, you know, the only time we were apart was when he was at work. And sometimes I was at work with him, you know.
After working for a concrete company in Casper, Wyoming for about 20 years, Alonzo had started his own business, Frias Concrete and Stone Construction. His oldest son, Santana, says his dad had this incredible attention to detail.
He wanted to make sure that everything was perfectly level, everything looked right, it didn't look off at all. And, I mean, if something didn't look right, especially at his own house, if it didn't look right, he'd redo it, tear it out, redo it.
Santana says this kind of work ethic earned the company quite the following, and his dad became close with a lot of his clients.
Whenever someone thinks of my father, they think of a selfless, hardworking, honest man.
Alonzo ended up with a big family to care for, too. When he met his wife, Samantha, she already had two kids, one of whom is Santana. But she says Alonzo raised them as if they were his own.
That just shows you what type of a person he is right there, from the very beginning.
She says Alonzo wanted a big family. After their first child together, he told Samantha he still wanted two more kids.
And I'm like, no, one more and that's it. Well, I ended up with twins. And so he got his way and he got his two kids. Then they're eight, Alonzo and Aaliyah.
Samantha says the seven of them were a close family. So when Alonzo got sick, it was really scary. He had low oxygen levels and a dangerously high fever before he tested positive for COVID-19 and was checked into the hospital. He then spent the next 2.5 weeks battling the virus as well as a case of pneumonia. Samantha says the hospital had restricted visits somewhat, but she was there whenever she could be.
From after I dropped off the kids at school until 6 o'clock at night when they kicked me out.
Then her son Santana says things started looking up and the family was feeling optimistic about their dad.
He was feeling better, finally eating. He was recovering from COVID and pneumonia. You know, we were thinking he was going to be released from the hospital in about a week and a half.
But Alonzo never came home. He died on March 11th. Samantha says it's been difficult to take care of her grieving children while she's also grieving.
It's been hard. Every time they break down, my heart breaks into a million pieces again.
Samantha says one thing that has helped is the community. She says Casper has rallied around her family in ways she didn't expect.
We've been showered with so much support, even from people that I didn't even know that Alonzo knew. He touched so many people in this town that I didn't even realize how many people actually knew him and cared about him. I didn't have a clue until now.
Samantha says it shouldn't surprise her, though. That's who Alonzo was. Anytime someone needed help, she says her husband gave it to them.
Whether it was work, a vehicle, money, whatever it was. He was a great man. He was very giving, kind-hearted, hardworking, and he loved his family.
Santana has recently taken over his dad's concrete company, but he says reopening will be a slow process as he's got big shoes to fill. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.